Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
The Jews were an oppressed and underprivileged people in Egypt. That's why the redemption from Egypt was so important. It turned a battered nation into a privileged, free nation. But what's all this talk about a future redemption if we live in a part of the world that does not deem us to be oppressed and underprivileged? Then why do we need Mashiach? We need Mashiach because we believe in a world in which people should be good. They should do good things and then be rewarded for their good behavior. But the reality is that the world, this good world that we believe in, has yet to materialize. There are lots of people out there that are not good. And then there are lots of people who do good things and somehow never get rewarded for their good behavior. Mashiach is so important to us because it is the bridge that takes us from what the world is to what we believe it should and can be. Today's Hayom Yom points out that for the first 7 days of the holiday of Pesach, when we're celebrating the redemption that took place to our ancestors in the past, we have the liberty to kind of shut out the big bad world and celebrate what we know and believe to be good. But the last day of Pesach, the day that we celebrate the future redemption, plays a critical role. Because the last day of Pesach, Acharon Shel Pesach, is about taking what we believe and celebrate to be good, and not just celebrating it internally, but to take it outside. Acharon Shel Pesach gives us the power to take what we know to be good and use it to influence the world around us for a better tomorrow.